Listen, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The latest Spider-Man release, due in theaters this December, it's then going to take an unusual route in streaming. Joining us on the McGrath Lexus Business Line, Tom Lason, a media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, tell us what's going to happen here with Spider-Man.
Well, Cisco, they're going to do the theatrical release, of course. Then that movie is going to head to Netflix, where it's going to have exclusive rights for 18 months. And then it's going to head to Disney's platforms, where it's going to stay long term. And what's interesting here are a couple of things. One, you'll notice that Sony is not dipping its toe into a streaming service. They are going to stay out of this and basically sell content to the highest bidder, which is where I think a lot of this is going to end up at the end of the day. The other interesting thing I'm seeing is this sort of tiering of rights. So you have a theatrical release, and that window, we can talk about that. There's a lot of pressure for that to shorten. You have your theatrical release. It goes to service A for a certain amount of money, goes to service B for a certain amount of money, and then maybe it lands somewhere for future viewing as part of a library. So it's very interesting how this content is sort of being tiered as it comes out the door at the major studios.
Interesting, though, that I guess it's really two different types of consumers, right? Because there's got to be some people who, if they know it's going to be streaming soon, will just avoid the theater, but others really want to see it in the theater.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're the first adopter types, the people who have the first OLED TV screen, probably the same group, but also dedicated theater goers who just love that experience. And we're going to get that back, it looks like. But the question is, how much has COVID changed things? Have things forever been changed where that gap, that 90-day gap between the theatrical release and showing up on a pay-per-view service is going to be shortened to maybe 45? And what the major studios are in discussions with right now is possibly adding another layer, if you will, upstream of all the VOD services, where there's some sort of a super movie channel possibly that the studios collaborate on. And you pay maybe $30 or $50 to see a movie at home, but closer to the theatrical release prior to the streaming services. So it's really interesting.
And when it comes to this content that companies like Sony can, basically the highest bidder gets it for a while, I wonder if that just makes things more confusing for consumers, because you know you want to see something, you know it's streaming somewhere, and you have to flip around and try to see where, and do you have that service? I mean, it's sometimes challenging.
Oh, absolutely. When you take that, trying to kind of have a brand placement, have a psychographic space for a particular show in the mind of a viewer, then add the complications of selecting the inputs on your TV and selecting the right device and figuring out what remote to use. This is, I'm going to say it's a mess. And I think one of the opportunities long term that we've talked about before is going to be a new actor, possibly an old actor in the form of an MSO, to step in and become a new layer of aggregation, where now you have one remote. It's much simpler, and you're able to do things in a more a la carte kind of way, where you have bookmarks on your television, much like you do on your computer, to simplify things. So it's a very interesting evolution here.
You have to wonder at some point, too, if, you know, cable, which has been shedding subscribers, if that will be more attractive again for people who say, I don't want to have to juggle 3, 4, 5, 6 different streaming services.
Absolutely. You know, that model worked. It aggregated things for you. Yes, you had 70 channels that you didn't watch, but still you knew where the ones you did watch are and what was streaming where. I wouldn't be surprised if someday, Cisco, we don't see the cable services step back in and provide that service in a back-end kind of way, possibly for the over-the-top solutions.
Thanks so much for all of the analysis. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason.
Cash.